Fanny, FANNIE, Nash, NASH. This is a 71-year-old woman currently in hospice with diagnosis of chronic systolic congestive heart failure. Period. Other comorbidities includes hypertensive heart disease, atherosclerotic heart disease without angina. Patient also has a history of COPD, neuropathy, gout, anxiety, obesity, spinal stenosis, and chronic pain. Period. Any paragraph? Patient has a MAC of 35.5. Atrial fibrillation causes her to become more short of breath because of loss of cardiac output, obviously. Period. It's important to mention her previous MAC was at 36 centimeter. KPS is at 40%. She uses her albuterol inhaler / nebulizer on a regular basis and along PRN. Has a 2+ pedal edema related to right-sided heart failure, period. Today's oxyside is at 92% with 2 liters of oxygen, period. Patient's granddaughter tells me that she's been more confused. Blood pressure going up and down. Her granddaughter checks it at least once or twice a day, period. Continues to have shortness of breath, air hunger, and minimal response to breathing treatment. Nevertheless, Ms. Nash uses it all the time because that's the only thing that gives her relief, she tells me. Given natural progression of her disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live. By the way, she's definitely ADL dependent and bowel and bladder incontinent, wears adult diapers. Thank you. Bye.